Dear brethren, I am truly happy to meet with you on British soil, where I am not known by the color of my skin, but where the government knows me as a man. But I am free from American slavery after wearing the galling chains on my limbs 53 years, 9 of which it has been my unhappy lot to be a slave of Henry Clay. It has been said by some that Clay's slave had rather live with him than be free, but I had rather this day have a millstone tied to my neck and be sunk to the bottom of Detroit River than to go back to Ashland and be his slave for life. During the 9 years living with Mr. Clay, he has not given me a hat nor cap to wear, nor a stitch of bedclothes, except one small coarse blanket. Yet he has said publicly his slaves were fat and slick. But I say, if they are, it is not because they are so well used by him. They have nothing but coarse bread and meat to eat, and not enough of that. They are allowanced every week, for each field hand is allowed one peck of coarse cornmeal and meat in proportion, and no vegetables of any kind. Such is the treatment that Henry Clay's slaves receive from him. I can truly say that I have only one thing to lament over, and that is my bereft wife who is yet in bondage. If I only had her with me, I should be happy. Yet think not that I am unhappy. Think not that I regret the choice that I have made. I counted the cost before I started. Before I took leave of my wife, she wept over me and dressed the wounds on my back caused by the lash. I then gave her the parting hand and started for Canada. I expected to be pursued as a felon, as I had been before, and to be hunted as a fox from mountain to cave. I well knew if I continued much longer with Clay that I should be killed by such floggings and abuse by his cruel overseer in my old age. I wanted to be free before I died. If I should be caught on the way to Canada and taken back, it could but be death, and I might as well die with the colic as the fever. With these considerations, I started for Canada. Such uses as this caused me to flee from under the American eagle and take shelter under the British crown. Thanks be to heaven that I have got here at last. On yonder side of Detroit River, I was recognized as property, but on this side, I am on free soil. Hail Britannia! Shame America! A Republican despotism holding 3 millions of our fellow men in slavery. Oh, what a contrast between slavery and liberty. Here I stand erect, without a chain upon my limbs, redeemed, emancipated by the generosity of Great Britain. I now feel as independent as ever Henry Clay felt when he was running for the White House. In fact, I feel better. He has been defeated 4 or 5 times, and I but once. But he was running for slavery, and I for liberty. I think I have beat him out of sight. Thanks be to God that I am elected to Canada, and if I don't live but one night, I am determined to die on free soil. Let my days be few or many, let me die sooner or later, my grave shall be made in free soil.